Zephaniah chapter 1. The word of the Lord which came to Zephaniah, the son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, the king of Judah. I will certainly gather everything up from the face of the earth, says the Lord. I will gather up man and cattle. I will gather up the birds of the sky and the fish of the sea, and the causes of offence, the wicked. So I will cut off man from the face of the earth, says the Lord. And I will stretch my hand out over Judah and over all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will cut off the residue of Baal from this place, the name of the idolatrous priests, with the apostate Levitical priests, and the worshippers of the host of heaven on the rooftops, and the worshippers who swear to the Lord, and those swearing by Malcham, and those who apostatize from the Lord, and those who have not sought the Lord, and have not inquired of him. Be silent before the Lord, for the day of the Lord is near, for the Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has sanctified those he has invited, and it will come to pass on the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will visit the officials and the sons of the king and all those who are clothed in foreign clothing. And I will visit all those who leap over the threshold on that day, who fill their master's houses with violence and deceit. And on that day, says the Lord, there will be the sound of crying out from the fish gate and howling from the second gate and a great crash from the hills. Howl, you inhabitants of Maktesh, for all the merchant people have been silenced and all those who are laden with silver have been cut off. And it will come to pass at that time that I will seek Jerusalem with lamps, and I will visit the men who rest coolly indifferent on their oars, who say in their heart, the Lord will not do good or bad. And their wealth will become a prey, and their houses a desolation, and they will build houses, but not inhabit them, and plant vineyards, but not drink their wine. The great day of the Lord is near, it is near, and it is very hasty. At the sound of the day of the Lord, the warrior will shout out there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of distress and anguish, a day of annihilation and obliteration, a day of darkness and obscurity, a day of cloud and gloom, a day of the ram's horn and alarm, at the fortified cities and at the high corner towers. And I will oppress man, and they will walk as the blind, for they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood will be poured out like dust, and their flesh like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to save them on the day of the Lord's wrath, and all the earth will be consumed in his jealous fire, for he will make an end, a most terrifying one, of all the inhabitants of the earth.